All right, a little Jake Shimabukuro is going to be coming up here in just a second here. We're really excited to have him actually right here in the studio with us. Jake, welcome to Juno.
Hey, how's it going? Aloha.
Yeah, aloha to you too. It's great to have you here in town.
Oh, thank you so much. It's beautiful. What a gorgeous, gorgeous town.
Well, thanks so much for coming once again, and we really appreciate you having you here in the studio with us and having you in Juno. And so you are a ukulele player. Tell me how. I'm sure this is what everyone asks you, but I know you're from Hawaii originally, and is that how you came to ukulele?
Yeah, you know, I was born and raised in Hawaii, and my mom played when she was a kid, so she was my first teacher. And I remember when she sat me down, I was about 4 years old, you know, put the ukulele in my hands and just taught me some basic chords, and I just started just strumming it, and I just fell in love with it. I mean, it's become my passion, and then it became my passion, and I just never put it down since.
It's for people who haven't heard your stuff, we'll play some here, and I know you've even got your ukulele here, so we might have the pleasure of even listening to you play a little live. That would be fantastic.
I'd love to, yeah.
You seem to approach the instrument in a way that's different than anyone had approached it before. Is that a fair assessment to say? You have a very modern twist, new twist to how ukulele is played.
Yeah, it was, you know, the way I developed my style of playing was simply because I'm a terrible singer. So normally when most people play the ukulele, they strum chords and then they sing over the chords. But because I couldn't sing, I needed to learn how to play melody, and I needed to learn how to do other things on the instrument to make it interesting.
Well, there's a simple description I've heard of the way people talk about how you play the ukulele that to me is in some ways kind of inaccurate, and I just wanted to throw it by you, which a lot of people say, he plays the ukulele like it's a guitar. And I always think, well, that's not right, because you still are playing the ukulele. It still sounds like a ukulele, but it has all of this new breadth to it and all this new depth to it. So what ways do you describe, have you kind of invented this in a way? It seems like you've kind of came up with this on your own.
I don't know. Yeah, well, for me, I think what I really enjoy bringing to the instrument is just this kind of energy, you know, almost like a rock energy to it, because it's I remember as a kid I would watch videos of Van Halen concerts, and you know, and I was just so blown away by how much fun they were having on stage. I mean, these guys were running all over the stage, and you know, Eddie was just rocking out on his guitar, and he's spinning around, and
can you play Eruption on the ukulele? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think you probably could.
You could get as close as anyone, I'm sure.
But I remember watching that and just thinking to myself, that's what an ukulele concert should be like. You know, like I always felt that, you know, at the end of a show, I want to be like drenched. I want to be able to wring out my T-shirt with sweat, you know, and just have fun. You know, it's like, you know, because when I was growing up and when I would watch ukulele players, a lot of them would either sit in a stool and just play and strum, or they'd be standing just right in front of a microphone and playing. But, you know, but I thought, man, why not run around? Why not, you know, stage dive? And I mean, I won't be doing that tonight or anything, but, you know, just have fun with it.
I mean, the traditional playing is absolutely beautiful and gorgeous in its own right, and it comes
from a long tradition,
mm-hmm. and in some ways represents the ethic of the island, the mellowness in a way, or the sweetness of the island. And so that has its place. But you're right, you know, there's whole energy and beauty to the instrument that you bring to it is just wonderful to hear.
Thank
you
very much.
It's great to hear that. Tell me about how you pick. Now, you have a whole bunch of original work that you do, but you also often do covers. So tell me about sometimes the covers and why you pick certain covers.
Well, for me, when you cover the song of another artist, you know, it's like wearing your favorite basketball player's jersey. You know, it's just a celebration.
I'm not actually Michael Jordan.
it's exactly that. You know, it's like, wow, I love this athlete. I think, you know, they're so amazing. And, you know, so I want to show, you know, that I'm a fan, and I want to, you know, it's such an honor to cover, you know, the song of, say, like, you know, Queen or George Harrison or the Beatles. I mean, you know, anyone. And so for me, a lot of the songs that I do choose to cover, you know, I'm genuinely a fan of their music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can imagine. I mean, it would be hard. I would imagine it'd be hard to cover a song if you weren't a genuine fan of the music, right? I mean,
sometimes, you know, sometimes you want to cover something just for the just for the challenge, you know, and you want to see if you can get your fingers around it or get your head wrapped around the tune. But a lot of times when I'm performing, you know, it's the songs that I play. They're songs that I genuinely love playing.
Well, one that I think of, and I've actually got it queued up here on a TED Talk that you did, was Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh,
if there's
yeah.
ever a complex song to try to just make into a straight instrumental, let alone just one instrument,
yeah,
it would be Bohemian Rhapsody. I mean, all the changes, all the things that happen.
Yeah, that song, you know, it goes through so many different... I mean, you almost have to be a chameleon when you're playing that song, and you, because it's not just the song that's changing, but it's as a player, you have to change. You know, you have to be the weird kind of, that weird intro kind of thing, and then you have the ballad, and then you have to become the comical rock opera guy, and then you got to be the real like head banging, rock and roller.
Well, just combining the talents of Freddie Mercury and Brian May into one little instrument.
Oh gosh,
you know, is an amazing mountain to climb, right?
That arrangement,
How long did that take? Yeah, that was how long did that take to figure out how the heck to get your ukulele wrapped around Bohemian Rhapsody?
I mean, it honestly took weeks, to figure out, and there's a lot of tweaking, I mean, even till this day, I still tweak it. I mean, I've been playing that arrangement now for about almost 2 years, about 2 years. And and I'm always tweaking it. I'm always finding little things like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, oh, this little movement here or changing a voicing.
There's certain things about the quality of the ukulele that just brings out a sweetness and a beauty to almost everything that I've heard you cover, whether it's these original songs that are absolutely beautiful, In My Life or While My Guitar Gently Weeps, absolutely gorgeous songs,
you know,
done by some of the best musicians that have ever lived.
Mm.
And then when you cover them, there's a certain, there's something magical about that little instrument, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I think that's why, there's kind of an advantage when you play the ukulele, because when you do arrangements, specifically for this instrument, it already sounds different and it kind of stands out, right? Because, I mean, no one would ever imagine, no one could have ever imagined hearing something like, at least I couldn't, hearing something like Bohemian Rhapsody on the ukulele or While My Guitar Gently Weeps or, recently I did a cover of Adele's Rolling in the Deep.
Oh, all right.
And it's kind of like, Adele on the ukulele,
right.
Especially Rolling in the Deep, it's kind of but I think you can kind of make it work, and that's the fun part is, just really trying to make it work on four strings and trying to be creative, with the arrangement, the technique, the chord voicings to make it fun.
Well, let's hear a little. I was thinking I might play a little of this Bohemian Rhapsody from the TED Talk.
Oh, okay.
Unless you wanted to play it live.
Yeah. Well, I can.
I hate to throw that one at you.
No.
I don't want to throw that one at you.
I mean, it's a 7-minute piece. Well, so if you,
I got 7 minutes. If you got 7 minutes.
All right. Let's see. Okay. I'm gonna do Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Here we go. Thank you.
Well, going above and beyond the call of duty Jake Shimabukuro. Thank you, Jake. That's a tough one. I mean, I didn't even mean to put you on the spot that 7 minute. I'm sorry to do that. But I've got to tell you, the first concert I ever went to was Queen in the Boston Garden in 1979. They were on their Day at the Races tour. Wow. So this song is utterly meaningful to me, and thanks so much for doing that. It was
I never got to see them. Never got to see them in concert, and I would have loved to.
Now I'm old, so I got to. Well, Jake, thanks so much. Of course, we're talking to you because you're playing tonight at the Juno Douglas High School Auditorium at 7:30 is when showtime is happening. Now, tickets are just about sold out, and they might actually even be sold out. You can call Jazz and Classics at 463-3378 or go to jazzandclassics.org. There's tickets available at jahc.org if they are still available. If not, I recommend going to the door, and maybe there's some no-shows, and maybe people don't show up and go to the door, but that is just a sampling of the absolutely gorgeous and mind-altering and breathtaking music that Jake Shimabukuro makes with this beautiful instrument, the ukulele. Jake, thanks so much for coming in.
That
was such a pleasure to hear you play live and
really
to see you play live
and transformative.
And I'm kind of almost close to tears right here after hearing Bohemian Rhapsody. It was really amazing. Listen, Jake, let me just end off here with playing one of your originals here, Island Fever Blues. Is that that's one of your original works?
Yeah. Well, this is, you know, I just did an album with Alan Parsons. Alan Parsons just produced and engineered my latest album. It's
Engineer called, of Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
And of course, Alan Parsons Project.
And
yeah.
Beatles.
And the Beatles.
Abbey Road.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, it was great. I got to work with him, and we recorded this album called Grand Ukulele. And this is actually one of the cuts. And this song, I actually wrote this at Alan's studio.
Oh,
well,
okay.
You know, during the project, you know, while we were working on this project. So,
well, we'll hear this. We'll hear one of your most famous covers, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, that maybe people kind of a signature song for you that people have known for quite a while and have heard that. If they've heard your work, they may well have heard that. And we'll hear you tonight, 7:30 at the JDHS Auditorium in concert. Jake Shimabukuro, ukulele virtuoso, as he's known as. And I don't have to say it because you just heard it. He is amazing.
Oh, thank you very
much, Jake. Thanks so much for coming in. Here's Island Fever Blues, new stuff here from Jake Shimabukuro.